This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Dave Redder. As an agent, before you became an owner, what were your biggest challenges?
Biggest challenges early on for me was learning how to have a work ethic, how to do it the right way. Of course, when I get in '79 in July, interest rates went from 10% to 12% the first month, and then it continued spiraling. Interest rates continued to rise till they topped out at 15% in the early '80s. And the Tri-City economy kind of went in the tank. Whoops went down through the bankruptcy. And so the biggest challenge were, number one, getting in, not knowing what you're doing, not being from here. So I had no friends to rely on, had no business people that I knew. So it was just getting started and having the market really not do well. Having the market not do well. You got to remember, from 81 until 88, home prices and real estate went down every year. And so it was pretty tough. If somebody wanted to sell and they bought a home 3 years before, they had to come out of pocket and pay cash at closing to close their house. So it wasn't the best of times for real estate.
During that time with high interest rates, our market going down, in values, did you have second thoughts? Did you consider, okay, I need to do something different, I need to get into something else? Or did you just like, I'm going to figure a way to make this work?
No, Rob, that's a good question. And for me, I was too old to play racquetball and there wasn't enough money in it to begin with. I did not do well in school because I majored in racquetball instead of majoring in college. And so I really didn't have a whole lot of options. So I had to really just figure out how to do this because there was nothing else for me. So that was a blessing in disguise because, unfortunately, without having anything else to fall back on, I had no choice but to make it work for me.
How did you transition from being an agent to being an owner?
You know, I had sold for quite a few years and was doing well. And Harold Thompson, the former developer of Canyon Lakes, who's now passed away. Harold and I had known each other for quite a while, and he'd asked me several times to manage his office. He had his own personal office, and I did not want to manage a real estate office. I really enjoy sales. But one year he came to me and said, let's go be a partner and partners, and let's go make this happen. And it just happened at the right time. The broker, my company where I was, I loved him. I still love Bill to this day. Him and Jan were like parents to me, but he decided he wanted to retire. And as a real estate agent, I wanted to have a leader. And even though as real estate agents, I teach our people to be leaders, I still wanted to be led. And I wasn't sure the direction of the company. And when the opportunity came up with Harold to partner with him, I had a vision for what I wanted an office to be. And so Harold and I, we did our partnership.
How has being an agent shaped how you lead a real estate firm now as an owner?
One of the things that I've always have done from the beginning is ask myself a question as I'm proceeding with coming up with different ideas or concepts or programs for our agents. The first question I ask myself is, if I was still an agent today, would I want my broker to do the things I'm talking about? And so the transition was always, I wanted to be a real estate broker's broker. The transition for me was, I wanted to be a real estate agent's broker. I wanted to be the kind of broker that I would love to work for. And so I think that's a lot of our folks enjoy the fact that I've been in the trenches. I've been a listing agent. I've been a selling agent. I work with developers. I've done a lot of the things that they do. And so they know that when they call me, I'm not just talking about what I learned from a book to give them an answer, but it's something that I learned from being in the field and actually doing it.
We'll be back with Dave Redder right after these messages.